Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about Pam Danziger being back on the show. Pam is the president of Unity Marketing. She is the author of a number of books on retail, doing business in retail and selling to retail customers, and especially to the luxury folks. And she is one of our top retail experts in our brain trust, and she's here with some very important information. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you back, Pam. Talk to us a little bit about the holidays. You know, we got this, isn't it an incredible phenomenon, the way our marketplace segments during the holidays, during the top of the half of the year, the fourth quarter, basically.
Right.
And how many businesses, especially small businesses, rely on a strong holiday season for their year.
Right. I mean, there's no question about it. And, you know, if that strategy of, you know, sort of looking towards, you know, the Black Friday where your profits finally, you know, go from red to black, I mean, that kind of pattern, I think, is really going to be unsustainable in the future. I think businesses have to look at ways of pumping up the volume and generating more sales and more revenues throughout the rest, you know, throughout the rest of the year. Because the fact is, the big guys, are the ones that, you know, are going to be pulling out all the stops, and you really can't compete with them. So, you, as a small business, you really need to figure out ways of not relying so heavily on the fourth quarter, but to really generate sales throughout the rest of the year.
Well, exactly. But the other thing is we have to focus harder on the things, it seems to me, Pam, that make us the reason why people do business with us, which is typically not price.
Exactly.
But is 2010 a hard year to make that sale?
You know, we're going to see the promotional Christmas. It's going to be the same story that we saw last year. And again, the big competitors, I mean, the big department stores and the multi-store chains are going to be extremely promotional. And so small businesses are going to have to compete, like you say, on other factors because price can't be it.
Well, could it be some kind of a campaign that says, you know, don't walk a mile, come to our store. Don't fight the crowds, come to our store. Blah, blah, something like that. Something that differentiates, I mean, not just the product, not just the price. I'll tell you, Pam, I'm one of those people. I'll pay a little more not to have to fight the crowd or not to have to, you know, park a mile and a half away. Or when I get in the store, not to have to hike to where my product is.
Well, have you noticed in the restaurant business, there's been a big movement toward local local produce and locavore is what people call it. Like you want to eat food that's only grown, you know, 100 miles away from your home. And and I think that, you know, small businesses have that as an angle. You know, do business with a small business because you're supporting your local community. You're supporting your neighbors. But I'll tell you, in this recession, the consumers, I mean, we're talking about middle-class consumers. They are coming out of this recession hit a lot harder than the affluent consumers. So in many cases, for a lot of families, they don't have this luxury of being able to pay higher prices. They're really stretched. They are really stressed.
Well, here's the thing, though, Pam. One of the things that small business owners have to understand is everybody is not their prospect. And I realize that there are a lot of folks out there who really have to focus on the price, and I'm sure there are more of them today than there were 3 years ago. But Pam, those people, we may discount our heads off and get it down into the red almost to sell them. That doesn't mean they'll come in.
Right.
You know, we can't outprice Walmart.
You can't compete on price. I mean, there's just no question about that. But you have to, you know, again, you have to kind of know your customer and target the customer and understand. I mean, even the affluent consumers, and these are the people at the top 20% of U.S. households,
yeah,
who spend about 40% of all retail is coming from these affluent households that have all, you know, more money. But they still are not feeling affluent. They are not feeling wealthy.
Or they if they are, they're
behaving, you know, in similar ways to middle class consumers.
And if they are feeling that way, they're a little bit reticent to act like it, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody's flaunting it anymore, are they?
It's not cool anymore. And yeah, truly, there has been a real change in the mindset of the consumer, and the consumer is looking for value and really voting with their dollars for where the value lies. And I think, you know, to me, it's really a matter of small businesses having to turn their business around and focus on delivering values to the consumer. Service is one of them, but let's face it, people do want to save money. So you know, it's going to be tricky. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we really need to recognize. It's going to be a very, very tough year. It's going to be a very tough year next year, I believe. I think we're looking at a, you know, the word is the new normal. It's been overused, but the fact is that's what businesses are facing. The
right,
go, boom, boom times that we experienced during that first decade of 2000s, 21st century, is over. We're in a new normal now.
You know, Pam, something's happened recently that has validated what I've been trying to tell small business owners for 12 years, almost 13 years, and that is that, you know, there's an attractiveness to being smaller. Today, Walmart is building smaller stores, not bigger stores.
Right.
Doesn't that validate what we've been saying?
Well, I mean, it's true, yes, because we're kind of splintering as an economy. You know, we're,
yeah,
splintering as a consumer market. We're becoming much more diverse. And so you have to recognize, and diversity favors small business if you can be profitable in,
right,
in a narrower segment, not be all things to all people, but be profitable in a narrow segment. But again, that means you really need to,
right,
look at your market and look at your local customer base and find out who are the best prospects and,
mm-hmm,
and utilize,
hey, Pam,
your existing customers to get to the prospects that haven't come into your shop or your store or your business.
Hold that thought. Give us your website, please.
Mm.
Your website.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
Unitymarketingonline.com. One of your books is Let Them Eat Cake.
Yes.
Is that the new one?
No, I'm working on my new one called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury.
Oh, that's right, and you're going to launch it on this show too, aren't you?
Oh, you bet.
Absolutely. We come back. Pam has some new research on high-end customers. What are they doing? What are they thinking? She's got brand spanking new stats in. She's going to give us in the second half of the hour, or the second half of our visit in the next segment, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.